This is Due by Friday, the weekly challenge podcast with Merlin Mann, Alex Cox, and Max Temkin. This week's challenge, go to KFC or Taco Bell. Hey, Merlin,
hey,
how's it going?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Are you okay with Merlin's volume this week?
We're just gonna pretend like the cool first half of this podcast didn't happen.
Oh boy, no, we'll definitely let's say there's a cut into what just happened here.
What is Max? What is Max? Max is either beat mixing.
I'm heading into work. I'm running late.
Oh, okay.
I had to go to a
Why don't we just wait? Why don't we just wait till he gets there? Yeah.
I'm just leaving my house now, so just start the podcast and pretend everything is normal, and I'm on my way in.
No one's gonna notice a sound difference at all.
No, it's the same podcast that everyone knows and loves. I've got my Fury balls in my ears, and I'm heading in.
That's what's happening. I was thinking, this is worse than a phone call should sound like.
I'm taking my skateboard into work like a grown adult.
Oh no. Wow, I hope everybody enjoyed that.
I had a meeting this morning that required me to wear a suit, and then it was downtown, and I took the L back, and it was 100% humidity on the L. It was so fucking hot. It wasn't even that it was hot in the little tunnel. I mean, it was probably it's probably like 85, 90, somewhere in that range.
Oh God!
But it was the humidity, and I got home and I was gonna jump on my skateboard and come in, and my suit was like wet.
Oh,
like I literally could have wrung it like a bar rag, and little
so gross.
Salty drops would have come out. So I like went upstairs and like I changed, and then I was running late, and then I just thought I would call in, and it turns out that was a great idea, and it was really fun. Nothing was wrong with it. All right, what is in front of me here? Please explain.
All right, so Merlin, do you just want to explain your challenge real quick, and then let's just get into this.
Oh yeah, well the idea was you go to the Taco Bell or KFC, or in my case the KFC/Taco Bell, and you order at least three things, hopefully some things you've never had before, and then you eat it on the air and we talk about it. It's a way to expand our palates a little bit.
And Alex, what is this, a Diet Coke?
No. Max, you should have done your research. KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut are owned
AKA the Yum brands.
Yes, exactly. And Yum is owned by PepsiCo. So what we have here is a two Pepsi Maxes. I don't, because it's your name.
Is this like a Coke Zero? Is this like Diet Pepsi for men?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm not going to drink some fucking Diet Coke like a woman.
You got to see my famous bowl. Oh, shit. Oh, this is good. I'm going to send you a picture.
Oh, it's a little, did you try this?
No.
Do you want one?
I'm very nervous about this.
It's like a little strong. It tastes like, it's like fruity or something. Yeah. There you go. all right, Merlin. So what did you get from the KFC? Well, I don't want to compromise your OPSEC.
No, that's okay. Don't post my receipt, but here's what I got.
Merlin, wait a minute. I've got concerns. Here's my thing: is if you reveal too much about the menu items that you've purchased, couldn't someone sort of triangulate?
I think 100% could. It becomes an SAT problem. Mr. Brown rides on the train next to a sack of potatoes. Like, how many live in Romania? Same thing.
Because if three things that you ordered, you can triangulate the position in the middle.
Something you know, something you have, something you feel.
I mean, you guys are joking, but as I learned, they do not have every item that of like the KFC family.
You didn't have
of
a zinger. That sucks.
Every...
That sucks. You don't have a zinger.
I'll start.
Is that like
off.
When I make one of my hilarious anti-Semitic comments on the podcast? It's a zinger.
You old scamp.
Okay. So the only KFCs we have in Chicago are either like 30 minutes away.
Is one of these yours and one of these mine?
No, I have already done
why do I have two boxes of food?
So here's what happened. I wanted to do the spirit of the challenge and go to a KFC restaurant, but they're really, really fucking far. And so like a privileged asshole, I just last night ordered Postmates.
Hell yeah.
And so I picked three. Okay, what did I get? I got a chicken tender meal.
Looks like you got some kernel strips. Look like kernel strips.
Yes, which included a biscuit and like potato wedges. So basically a McDonald's meal. Well, okay, we'll get to that.
Did I open this? Am I clear?
Go right.
Am I cleared for approach?
Go right ahead.
So the first thing is, it opens like a little sailor's hat.
Yeah, it sure is a box.
Look at this. That's delightful. It's like a little origami.
I had never had KFC before.
Oh, this. Okay.
Oh no.
Oh boy. All right.
Never had KFC before? What?
No, I don't like
know
food.
For sure if I've had KFC. I feel like I've had KFC. I've had Popeyes. We have Popeyes in the city.
Yeah, that's I've had Popeyes.
I go to that the drive-through at the Fullerton and Damon.
Oh,
that,
the one that's impossible to get in and out of?
That cursed intersection. Yeah. It like almost cost me my life every time I go, but I do go there like a couple times a year.
Yeah.
It's worth it for that spicy dark.
So I have a sort of a styrofoam. So I've opened up the little sailor hat, and inside there's a sort of a styrofoam dish, and it has a plastic lid, and inside there's some sort of viscous brown goo.
Sounds like mashed potatoes and gravy.
Okay. Well, I don't see any. Oh, yep. Well, oh wow, it's like one big potato in there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's this? This is an orange. Now I have some sort of wrapped.
I think that's the zinger.
That's the zinger. It's a spicy, crispy.
So you do have a zinger.
Yes.
Spicy, crispy sandwich. Zinger.
It's got a lot of lettuce. Mine's got a lot of lettuce on it, but the bird itself is pretty good. It's no Chick-fil-A, but it's pretty good.
Don't, when you get a fast food sandwich, don't give me hot, wilted, wet lettuce on the sandwich. No one's ever been like, this hot lettuce is going to make it better.
It's hard because lettuce is one of those. Lettuce is one of those foods that they have a lot of, and I think they want to find things to do with. I don't think people are buying salads like they used to. But lettuce, I'm guessing, is a pretty.
You think the salad crowd has probably given up on fast food at this point?
See, that's the funny part, though, is it used to be if you go and look at the menu when they first started posting the full nutrition facts inside the KFC. I'm pretty sure the taco salad was pound for pound the highest calorie, at least, dish. Because if you eat if you eat a fucking corn chip like the size of a scoot car, like it doesn't matter what you put in it.
I like? I like the little shredded lettuce that goes on the McDonald's hamburger.
Oh yeah.
Now that's a good product. That's what lines the bottom of like a gerbil's cage.
That's right. That's what you're talking about. The lettuce.
It has an absorbent property. It stays. Mm-hmm. It's not disgusting by the time you eat it.
Oh, my famous bowl.
Oh, Max is eating it now.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad. I mean, I would put pickles on there, and I would do less of that watery lettuce, personally.
Now, is there a... Oh, shit. I'm forgetting. What's the homophobic chicken place?
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A that Merlin just said he enjoyed.
Yeah.
Oh, you do like a Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, just by virtue of the fact it's literally the best chicken sandwich available. Yeah, it's insane. They're so freaking good.
I know. I wish that they weren't homophobic. It doesn't stop me from.
Well, just
eating
leave
there.
That part on your plate.
if their chicken was a little bit worse, then I would boycott them for being homophobic. Mm-hmm. But well, Alex, what are your thoughts? I feel like I should apologize to you.
I've never eaten a Chick-fil-A, but not because of any, they're
You guys are raised
Baptist
in some kind of mirror universe. How have you never had KFC? I don't understand how you don't have KFC in life.
I don't think there's no KFCs where I grew up.
Yeah. And same with now there is a Chick-fil-A where in the neighborhood I grew up, but I've never eaten there because they're closed on Sundays.
We had Brown's Chicken. I think that was the chain.
Oh yeah, and there was what's the one with the? Well, saying the one with the bird isn't helpful.
Oh, the bird one, like famous recipe.
I don't know. It was like a rooster type.
Oh,
thing,
JW Birdington.
Oh, Red Man.
Red Man.
I don't.
Redskins.
I don't know. You're talking about Alex.
Yeah,
but
again, I don't like any. Like I'm not
red
a healthy
hen
eater.
Or little red hen.
Yeah,
little red
like.
Hen?
What about famous
just
recipe?
Making up words.
No, that was a place, Little Red Hen. I don't want to say too much because people can triangulate my position.
Mm.
Oh, God.
I think Little Red Hen was a place and they had good fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's also a Golden Book folk tale. There's.
Ooh, this is spicy. This has got some flavor.
The zinger.
Oh, ooh. Double chalupa.
Oh, God. This one.
So Merlin, okay, I'm sorry, I cut you off. So yeah. You went to your, you went to the combination KFC Taco Bell. What did you order?
I got four primary items. I got an a la carte famous bowl.
Oh, God.
I got a fill-up box. I got a fill-up box with a zinger. That means I got a zinger and an 8 Aussie mash and grave, medium drink and a cookie. I got a double chalupa a la carte, and I got a double dia, which I overpronounced a little bit when I ordered it.
So I've also never been to one of these hybrid fast food restaurants.
Of course
I've
you
like
haven't.
I pass them on the highway, like on trips and stuff. What's the inside? Is it describe it?
Very very small.
Is it two counters or one counter?
There's one counter, and then there's that like fixed seating. And ours is probably, I'm going to say, the dining area, excluding the cooking and cash register area. The dining area is maybe 350 square feet.
Oh shit, dog. I just opened the other sailor hat, and there's like big pieces of fried chicken in here.
Oh, see, now that is that going to be the is that strips? What are those, Alex?
Hold on, everybody. Let Alex tell her story. Last night, I just did the Postmates thing. I ordered what I ordered, but then I get a call from
That's
the Postmates
so good.
People saying, "Oh, none of this is actually on the menu except for the biscuits."
Postmates is terrible about that.
Yeah, they're like, this is totally out of date. And I'm like, okay, just get the closest thing, I guess. And so what I got was what I thought that I had initially ordered. It looked like a chicken tender meal, and I ate one, but then another one looked different. And I don't know, I can't tell the difference between like a breast and a thigh or a... I don't know. It was gross. Everything was soggy. And then I had actual diarrhea. And I have pretty healthy bowels, guys. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So today...
You're saying it has all the healing powers of a kombucha.
Yeah. So I had a fast food kombucha. But then Merlin gave me some tips. And this afternoon for Max, I just called the Postmate and said, I know that this menu is out of date. Please just get whatever is freshest. And I don't mind what it cost.
Well,
I guess
that's cool. And did they use good
judgment?
Oh, I should
give her a good tip. What do you think, Max?
I didn't realize. Yeah, you know what? This is not like very fresh chicken, but it's good.
I mean,
really good.
To be fair, it came from the Loop,
it's like super well seasoned. I like the breading to chicken ratio. It's a great piece of chicken.
I am not going to eat this chalupa though.
Good job, Colonel. So I didn't realize that you were able to empower the Postmate to make these kinds of decisions.
Neither was I until this experience.
That's really what I want. Could I be like, get me some sort of lunch that's not going to make me sleepy afterwards?
Oh,
and it's like the right
so
ratio.
Good.
It tastes good. Here's what I need. I need a lunch that tastes good so that I'm excited to like, I don't want it to come and I open it up and I lose the will to live. Like sometimes I order, I'm like, I'm going to be a good boy. Mm-hmm. And I order some sort of like kale and salmon, you know, bowl and quinoa bowl, and it shows up and it's just this sad paper bowl
that's
of
a
like
recipe
leaves.
For like a like an airport meal when you get something like that, you're like, oh, this is an airport bowl.
And my sad airport bowl arrives and I open it and I lose the will to live. I'm like, I shouldn't even go on if this is what I have to eat. So what I need is some sort of food that inspires me to go on living my life, but it's also healthy enough that I'm not sleepy afterwards. This lunch, I'm going to pay for this in about 45
minutes.
Oh, no,
this is going to be real fucked up. I'm going to get
podcast,
a good nap out of this.
Listen, for all of our listeners, this is the high point of the podcast. It's all downhill from here. As soon as this food kicks in, we're all going to be leaning back in our chairs, falling asleep, going like, Trump, man.
Yeah.
His hair is weird.
Dance like no one's watching.
For some reason, I take a sip of this Pepsi Max and I'm like, oh, gross. But then just as a reflex, I keep picking it up and drinking it. So it's like, it's definitely I'm a diet soda person because I like the aspartame. But this definitely has like the bad real sugar in it because I'm just like,
This biscuit's not very good.
Oh, I just...
It's very doughy. Ooh.
It helps to have somebody on the. It helps to have somebody on the inside when you're ordering. In my case, there's the manager there who I'm in her confidence, and so I will frequently lean over and I will say, you know, what's fresh, and she'll say everything's fresh, and I say, oh, you, what's really fresh, and she'll say the popcorn chicken. I say, well, give me the popcorn chicken. That's the key. I mean, no matter what the food is, if it's not fresh, it will not be as good. And also, candidly, a lot of the Mexican food at the Taco Bell is not super good. You got to be real.
You know what's interesting about that is that is that there's you could kind of be on the inside or the outside. Now, if I just go into this KFC, I guess, in the loop, and I go in and I say, what's fresh? Like, they don't know me. They have no reason to disclose that information. So they're going to play some fucking games with me. And they're, you know, exactly like you're saying, they're going to be like, oh, it's all fresh.
Yeah.
It's all good. Now, I think there needs to be, do you know how some menus, like In-N-Out Burger, they have the secret menu and you can go in, you can order like animal style or like protein burger. I think there needs to be some sort of secret handshake or signal where you can say, listen, I know the code word. I'm an insider. And just give me the good stuff.
Right.
You know, like you come in like a secret, and you it's a secret lean knock. In. Yes. And you're like, and you're like, what does the cougar hunt at night? Mm. And then they're,
they respond back, the blessed one is amongst us.
Yep. No, I don't even think they respond. I think they just slide over a thing of popcorn chicken.
They nod. They pull back on Shakespeare's head. The entire restaurant turns around and the secret menu kitchen is revealed. Somebody's in there sharpening a knife. Shh, 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 shh. What'll it be today, Mr. Temkin?
Neither of you are obligated to answer this, but how often would you say that you have fast food? Not like takeout, because, you know, especially in like cities where we have you can get like relatively healthy takeout. But how often do you like have fast food?
A question.
Yeah, I have a lot of qualifying questions.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, two big questions. Does it have to be a fast food chain? And do cheeseburgers count?
Yes, or I'm sorry, no and yes. Like we do have like some places in Chicago where it's like just hot dogs or just chicken and there's only one location, but it's still like definitely fast food.
Three times a week.
Oh.
Wow.
What you're telling me, if I go to Small Cheval and I have a hamburger, that counts as the same as McDonald's?
I see what you're saying. I don't know. Well, I actually think it's probably worse for you than McDonald's because there's two.
What are you talking about? McDonald's is all fucking pesticides and it's a patty of like antibiotics and now wood chips and preservatives. Small Cheval, I don't know
that. You don't know that. Don't disparage the good
name
of McDonald's.
I saw a YouTube video. Pink slime.
Right.
Google it, people. Loose change.
I think I saw a Netflix special about that video.
Here's my big qualifying question. So I would say I frequent a McDonald's probably three times a week. However, 99% of the time I go to the drive-thru and I get a black coffee. That counts. If I have to go anywhere in the morning, I go through the McDonald's drive-thru in Armitage and I get a black coffee.
I did not think about that.
And I also want to add, I'll fucking go to the grave defending McDonald's coffee. It's very good black coffee.
Yeah, they got really good fries, too.
It's way better than Starbucks black coffee. I will take that shit to the grave. Fight me. Fight me.
Fight him.
Send a message to @AlexCox on Twitter.
So Merlin, you are a very fit man. This is very impressive.
Thank you. I have a lot of anxiety. No, I mean, I eat... the thing is, I am, and we could just sit here and parse your question all day, but the thing inside the question is, I would say more like, how often do you eat takeout convenience food would be another way to put it. Because, you know, there's all kinds of ways to parse it, but there's a lot of times where there's like a, I don't want to say high end, there's a mid-end burger place that we like to get pretty often. It's my daughter's favorite burger. We'll get that. I am pretty much, it is frowned upon for me to have a lot of chain fast food in the house. And it is frowned upon. And the garbage will be picked through and I will be chided. And so, for example, you know, there's always the running bit where as soon as we get in the car to go anywhere, I say, okay, well, if you girls really want Popeyes, I guess we can stop. And they go, shut up. It's not even funny as an abstract joke. And I say, okay, fine, we'll stop at Popeyes. Because that's the best. Fresh Popeyes is a great thing. But no, I mean, I have a Taco Bell KFC very near my house, and it is generally a locus of regret. It's where I have blown my fucking day. I'm a dummy, and now I've got to eat something. And so the irony for me is, like, I spend a lot of my day trying not to eat starchy things. I know I get more energy from protein and vegetables. And so I'll get a burger and throw away the bun and stuff like that. But I'm surrounded by starchy foods here. It's all starchy foods that would make me want to go to sleep.
I wish I didn't know how much better I felt if I don't eat carbohydrates.
It's a marked difference.
If I go like a few days without eating any carbohydrates, yeah. I feel amazing. I wish I didn't know that. I was a lot happier when I was like sleepy all the time, but I could eat whatever I wanted.
When I went on that stupid deadly Atkins diet, I mean, as I've documented here, I had a lot of very important secondary health benefits to my chronic life. But no, I mean, honestly, within 2 or 3 days, I went into it because I was like, hey, this dummy says you can eat all the bacon you want. I'll take that dare. And by the third...
Oh, you want to tell me about a powder that you like?
But by about the third day, it was like, you know what? If I have some of this leftover bacon and a hard-boiled egg with salt, that is surprisingly filling. Still not full, 2 slices of salami. Like, the truth is, like, if I do that and I stick to that, I feel markedly different. So anyway, the point being that if I really fuck up, I'll be like, oh shit, like I've got to go pick my kid up and I can't be too insane. And I go in there and, you know, I'm just covered with shame and I'm like, yes, give me the 3-piece chicken dinner with the mashed potatoes. And then I'm sad and it makes me sad. So like after this, I already have a nap scheduled. I've cleared my day so that I have a nap after this. This is not something I can do often.
Do you guys know about ego depletion?
No. Oh, yes, I do. This is good. Talk about that.
Turns out, it's a psychology idea. I actually don't think it's doing too well. There's like this replicability crisis in psychology where a bunch of the turns out stuff, it turns out it's not actually, turns out, double, couple, triple turns out,
triple turns out.
It's not actually true because no one can replicate the results. And so anytime you hear about like a surprising psychology study, you should be very suspicious and go find out if anyone has like replicated it. And I think I've actually heard from people in the field that the ego depletion stuff is not holding up particularly well. But the theory goes that basically people have a certain amount of like ego control about each day. So you wake up and you have a certain capacity to make responsible decisions. And if you make a lot of hard decisions and you like go to the gym in the morning and you like don't eat carbohydrates, by the time night rolls around, you're much more likely to like eat an entire Costco box of candy bars or something like that because you've like lost executive function throughout the day. And I don't know, anecdotally, that definitely seems to be true for me. Like if I have like a long day or like if I'm coming home from something and it's like late at night and I'm just like exhausted and I, you know, those days where it's like you like have a whole day of work and then after work you like have a second day of work of like shit that you have to
do. Oh yeah, absolutely.
When I'm coming back from that and I'm like, you know, part of me is like proud because I'm like, oh, look at all this shit that I got done. But the other part of me is like, I should go to Burger King.
I think we can unscience. I've heard this talked about a lot. I think there's an easy way to unscience this and just say in terms of like lived experience, which is like after doing a lot of things that are neither easy nor fun, it's almost impossible to not crave something that's easy and fun. That's as simply as I can think to put it. Like if I've got jury duty all day and I'm just like, I want all of the food and the TV when I get home. Just nobody talk to me. I just want to sit here and do this thing. And some people have the grit or whatever you want to call it to like power through that stuff. But I think most of us are like, I need something easy and fun now. I think that's hard to dispute for most normal, honest people.
I don't. 2 more years of writing up poop jokes at this pace, and they're going to find me with like 4 hookers and like a heroin needle coming out of my arm, just surrounded by half-eaten zingers. Maybe like, he was ego depleted. Oh, classic no, theory. Turns out it was replicable.
I have days like that, and then I like get into bed and I'm so proud of myself and I'm like, yeah, I stuck to my almonds and all my gluten-free crap. Good job, Alex.
Dog, you're eating almonds?
Almonds are like the main part of my diet.
Really? That's a big source of protein for you, huh?
Yeah, that's definitely my biggest source of protein because I'm not tired and they give me energy and they're tasty. Low sodium.
That's my diet.
Almonds.
Every night I retire to my study
Seven almonds.
Mm-hmm. I have exactly 7 almonds. Just an original diet that I came up with.
Yep, just line them up on the desk. It's definitely not an idea I got from anywhere else. Mm-hmm. But then it's like 3 a.m. and I'm very anxious and I'm like, well, I wonder what's open right now. And this happened a lot when I was living pretty far from before we had moved offices. I lived pretty far because I didn't want to get an apartment before. If you live in like on like the south side of Chicago, it's if you don't have a car, it's hard to get to places that are like drive-thrus.
Wait, how far on the south side?
Not super far. I was just in Bridgeport. But Bridgeport is now like hipstery, and they've taken away all of the good late-night fast food places, and Postmates won't deliver. So Domino's became like the staple of my diet for 6 months.
Oh, yuck.
Now, do you ever go to that Sharks on the south side? They have that lemon pepper chicken.
Well, fried chicken? Yes, but do you think I would have lemon pepper chicken?
No, that's right. Too much flavor.
Lemon pepper chicken.
Domino's is really a lifestyle, though. You get the app, and then like you, if
it do you like fried chicken?
No, it's very greasy. Mm. It was a very unpleasant.
I think
experience.
It's one of the great foods.
Oh, it's perfect.
Mm.
I mean, anything that's fried is like.
What are these little paper envelopes?
Wet naps?
No idea.
Could be cookies.
Oh shit, dog! It's a cookie.
You got a cookie.
You want a cookie?
I'm like the Kreskin of chicken.
No, cookies.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
What am I going to do with two cookies?
I mean,
make a sandwich. Breaking news! I'm not even fucking touching this double chalupa. This is a terrible, terrible thing they've made me. And I kept seeing on the sign. I thought, oh ho ho, I've got to try this. They don't currently have any of their funny sandwiches made out of meat, which I was kind of bummed about. I was hoping to have a sandwich made out of meat, but this chalupa is just sad. You got a picture of it. That's the last.
What is a chalupa?
Chalupa.
I was going to ask that.
This is a double chalupa. It's like this fried tortilla-ish. It's almost like a churro, inside of which there is their ground meat product, something juicy. They got some. Oh, it's got cheese. It's got the lettuce product. It's got what looks like some diced tomatoes. Aren't as bad as some go, but no, this is terrible. I sent you a photo of it. That's the you can see it.
Now I like a hard taco from Taco Bell.
That's a good.
I think that's one of nature's great foods. I mean, and I don't even do the deluxe with the sour cream. Don't sour cream it all up, people. Mm-mm. Listen to me. Now at that point, you're just eating sour cream.
Sour cream's fake news. A lot of people think that makes something fancy, and it doesn't. It's one thing to put avocado.
Yeah, it is not good. Do not get the deluxe taco. You get the fucking basic taco. I think it's like 89 cents.
Mm-hmm.
You get like three of those hard tacos from Taco Bell.
Yeah, put some fire sauce on it.
One of the great foods. One of the great foods. It's perfect. It's so satisfying.
I don't like anything from Taco Bell, which is very inconvenient because all of my friends, it's like the cool thing in Chicago to like Taco Bell if you are a designer. I feel like just all my designer friends love Taco Bell. And we go to Taco Bell. And now one of the like big Chicago things also is there's a Taco Bell Cantina.
Oh, where, yes, the fancy Taco Bell. Ooh.
It's a fancy Taco Bell.
You can
Bell.
Like get alcohol there.
Oh, yeah. You can get a vodka Slurpee and it's like a blueberry wild freeze or something. But whenever I go there, I order a plain shell and a blue vodka Slurpee. And Oof. Now they know me.
that thing is right by my house.
Yeah, it's
oh shit,
it's a delight.
Nah, that was I compromised my operational security.
Cut that out.
Oh no. Yep, edit.
Redacted.
Edit that.
My famous bowl. Now, the famous bowl is a hell of a thing. It's a big tub of mashed potatoes with gravy on it. They put in some popcorn chicken. They put in some. What else is in here?
I forgot about these mashed potatoes. Let me try.
Is that corn?
Corn. Mm-hmm. Can you see it in mine?
Yeah. Okay. So
it looks kind of like an egg. It looks a little bit like an egg came.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, look at that. Sure does. Corn, white and yellow cheese. Oh. Gravy.
These mashed potatoes are. That is quite an experience.
Not quite up to the grade for you.
What is that? What are these? Is this a potato? Did this start as a potato? These are not. I can report that these mashed potatoes are not good. They're like liquidy. They're like liquidy.
Oh no! They're very very easy to eat.
Oh,
this is this is not a good food. And I don't know what this like. why is the sauce shiny?
It looks like baby food that has been on a sidewalk too long, and someone scooped it back up and put it in a styrofoam container.
Oh, this is very bad. This is not a good.
Well, I'll tell you what's nice. Let me just send you a quick shot here. Yeah. So. If it's too runny and moist for you,
ooh.
Wait half an hour and you'll be
That is like a liquidy.
Be able to put it at a 90-degree angle like I just did and it doesn't move. Isn't that pretty?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. It's like looking into my cat's anus. It stares back at you.
Oh, my God. Oh, this bowl is really gross looking.
Which one, mine or yours?
No, I didn't get a bowl. I kind of wish I had one.
Oh, the famous bowl is really, really, it's not good.
Now, Merlin, why do you have so many extensions? And why do you use Chrome?
Why aren't you using Safari? I thought you liked OmniFocus.
It truly is a lot of extensions on your browser.
You can't see that, can you?
Oh, I'm God, zoomed in,
you
buddy.
You guys are the worst.
do you know if you zoom in on this?
I see an avatar for Dan Benjamin and John Siracusa. I could identify all of your friends.
Oh, yeah. We know all.
What do you got running here? A little Pinterest?
Getting Pinterest. HTTPS please, everywhere. Shit, dog. Pinterest. You think I'm an old woman or a homosexual? I got a lot of good ones. I'd go through them if you want. I got all the great extensions.
Oh, well, I mean, it's time for our Friday show. It's time for Merlin's Extension Corner. Merlin, what's your picks of the week?
Thanks, guys. Today I want to talk a little bit about...
Turn it over to Merlin the Productivity Llama.
Hi, guys.
So this is our top four Chrome extensions of the week.
Keeping around old life hacks is bad. Back to you, Max. All right, let's get a close-up. See, now I'm going to have to crop this because you're going to be looking at all my folders.
I had a thing start on my Google Chrome where, I mean, this probably started 6 months ago, but suddenly every website I go to, it's like, do you want Google Chrome to remember the password to this website? Yeah. And I constantly have to click no.
No.
And I want Google Chrome. Stop it. I never asked you to do that. Stop asking me to save the password.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, in Google, you have to type some bullshit into the thing, and it's like you go to like flags, and you like scroll down, and there's 700 settings, and you find the one
you
want.
You're talking about when you get in deep to the Chrome:// or whatever it's called. Is it flags? I know what
you're
talking
about. I have to Google how to do it, and you type something in. You know what it's like? It's like when a patient is having brain surgery,
yeah,
and they have them like they're like, doc, I don't want to lose my ability to sing opera. So they have them sing opera while they tinker around in their brain, and if they hit the part of the brain that lets them sing opera, they stop singing, and they're like, don't take that part out.
They smell ham. But doctor, I am polyatric. Yeah.
But that's... All I'm saying is, like, that's what it's like when you go into that flag section of Chrome and you're poking around in the patient's brain. You're like, I may disable the password memory thing, or I might make it so that hackers can know what I'm putting on my Amazon wish list.
Get your cordless drill. Right. You know what's good is to go in there and you can shut off some of the ugly UI elements. Siracusa told me how to do this.
Well, the big one for me is, like, whenever I install Chrome, I have to go in and, like, there's some triple double secret probation setting where you can just tell Flash that it never has permission to run.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys do that?
I've got extensions for that. Yeah, same. I have an extension.
There used to be one called Flash Block, that's not a thing for Chrome anymore. Like, if you Google like block Flash on Chrome, they're just like, go into the double secret, you know, flag section and turn off Flash.
Let's see. Prefer HTML over Flash. What else do you have here? Run all Flash content when Flash setting is set to allow. Boy, there's a lot of flags. I sent you the link there if you want to go in.
We're a tech podcast this week. This is also very topical.
Tech and chickens. Beep boop. What are the best ones I've got here? I've got add things. I'm using Better as my blocker on Safari and really, really digging it. That is good. So I got
on mobile Safari.
Yeah. And desktop.
I'm a big one blocker boy.
Well, you might want to check out Better. It's pretty smart. Let me find some info for you. Better blocker.
Well, that let me open the Johnny Ive Wall Street Journal story because I cannot do that.
I'll tell you one thing they've got is they have the best ad blocker blockers that I've seen yet. I mean, I think they strive pretty actively to keep up, and it'll also do things like they do a really nice job with making a page look normal. They do some jiggery pokery to, like, you know, like on Politico, if you have ad block, if you have blocking on, like, you get those weird like indentations. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's those kinds of things where, like, I think they improve on that, and I don't know. I think it's a really good product. You should check it out. It's called.
God damn it! I left my garage door open.
What?
Ah,
no.
No, I put it down remotely.
Oh no!
I just figured it out. Hang on, I can zoom in and see if my cordless drill is still there. It is. Mm. I can see that it's there.
Mm.
Mm. Okay.
My corn's
all right.
Corn and gravy.
Very bad. Very bad. Mm. See, I was in such a fucking hurry to call in and do this podcast, I left my garage door open.
You give so much.
Cordless drill is secure.
Like, when you're like anxious late at night and you just think that the world is burning, do you ever check in on the office and just go to the Arlo?
No.
Okay. All right. I don't do that.
Just
nope,
to make sure everything's
nope,
all right.
Never mind. Yep. Never mind. Never mind.
What were we talking about before that little heart attack?
I've got one called Markdown Link Generator that is amazing. Markdown Link Generator, it's just a real handy little thing. You just click wherever you are and it makes a beautiful markdown link.
Am I looking at this thing Better by IND.ie for $4.99?
Better.fyi is the website.
Is it a little Firewatch shield with a triangle on it?
Yeah, it's got like a gay pyramid and a heart.
That's the Illuminati.
Oh, I looks back at you.
Are you appropriating our triangle, Merlin?
Yes.
No, that's actually God's. That actually represents God's love because God created the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
they're like, the ark is lit up in a rainbow because it represents like God's creation.
Technically, we're appropriating everything from God if you really think about it. I mean, really think about it.
Oh, shit.
That's a good point, Merlin.
Did I just blow your mind? Yeah, I got lots of
cultural appropriation. Stop appropriating nature.
So I got the double chalupa. Fuck that. That is not going to happen. And then I also got the double dia, which is a case. Oh God. Oh no. This is not good. Listen to this. This is the.
Oh.
It's a quesadilla.
What is? Is that a cement block? What is that?
It's just the food. Oh no. Oh, I got the chicken. Okay. Mm. Oh no. 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 Okay, I feel like I've probably had enough of this food for today.
Oh, I have a little like 180 degree arc of brown food just surrounding my mic station here, and I pushed it all away in shame.
So far, I have eaten an entire Zinger sandwich. I've eaten almost all of the famous bowls. I've eaten part of my auxiliary mashed potatoes and gravy. I did not touch the chalupa. And no double dia. No.
I have eaten three chicken strips.
Mm.
One sort of gummy mouthful of beige mashed potatoes. Half of a Zinger sandwich, one chocolate chip cookie, and one of these Pepsi for Men's.
Oh yeah. Oh. Did you hear they're going to discontinue Coke Zero?
Yes.
People are sad.
One of the co-founders of Cards Against Humanity.
Some people care quite a lot.
Doesn't Monk love?
No, he's a Diet Coke man.
Oh, okay.
We all love Diet Coke.
I mean,
Coke.
I respect
Diet Coke,
him a lot.
Can we all agree on the simple fact that Diet Coke is the best tasting Coca-Cola beverage?
Yes.
Not for any health related reason. Purely on taste and aesthetics, Diet Coke is far superior to any other.
Wow.
Yes.
I guess
product.
I will not vote in this one because I don't want to throw off your ratio.
What?
No, it's...
You like, what do you like, a regular Coca-Cola?
I don't drink soft drinks except very, very rarely. But I'm still tasting Diet Cokes I had in college. Like, it's just...
You don't like it?
Well, at one point I decided I wanted to be a Diet Coke person, and I tried that. I was closer to becoming a Coke Zero person, and it never took. But honestly, I'm back to the old man stage where like a small Coke is plenty of Coke for me.
A Coca-Cola is not a good beverage. It's like thick and syrupy. I feel like I'm not like a hummingbird, like sucking it up through my proboscis.
It's just too much. I drink
a lot. It's like a heavy laden with sugar.
When it's really hot out, the first sip is really, really good. And you get further down and it's like, ooh, like this is work.
Yeah, yeah, it's like drinking an entire bear of honey.
No.
Is that how it's measured? Bear's worth of honey?
A bear of honey.
Wall Street Journal,
Ticket.
Washington. Less than a month into his new job, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer needed to keep his food and drink cold. He wanted a mini fridge. One of the great leads of all time, by the way. He dispatched a top aide to a nearby executive office building where junior research employees are crammed into a room, surviving on Lean Cuisine frozen lunches. Mr. Spitzer wants your icebox, the aide said, according to people familiar with the incident. They refused to give it up. So Mr. Spitzer waited until sundown after his young staffers had left to take matters into his own hands. He was spotted by a fellow White House official lugging the icebox down the White House driveway after 8 p.m.
Oh,
that's good. You have some like overworked, underpaid young employees like busting their ass to work for this unappreciative, like awful president, probably, you know, loathed by everyone around them in D.C., just showing up, dragging their carcasses into work at 5 a.m. every day. And they're totally broke. They're eating Lean Cuisines every day. You come in and your boss's boss has come in and stolen your refrigerator. That's nice.
The thing that really stuck in my mind, maybe I've just become too much of a fancy lad, but I'm like, why don't you just like fucking call Costco, like go to the Costco website and they will bring you a refrigerator. That's how I got mine. I'm trying to find it right now. I've got a Costco dorm fridge. Oh, here we go. I don't want to triangulate here. I got the Danby 4.4 cubic foot compact refrigerator, Energy Star qualified. And they just brought it out to me. That was all there was to it. Like, why would you go steal somebody's refrigerator? Spend, whatever, $200-$300 get a refrigerator. Let's find out how much this one costs.
Well, you know what's weird is that, I don't know, I don't want to divulge anyone's information, but we had a friend of the show who was a White House staffer in the OEOB and wrote in on Twitter and said, that might have been my refrigerator, which I bought with my own money and left behind for the next people to have.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. You're saying Sean Spitzer stole a gift.
Mm-hmm. That's the Democrats in a nutshell, right? This is what the Democrats do. Is they're like, listen, when we came into this shitty building, that you know, this crumbling infrastructure that is not enough to house the staff required to work in the White House, we had no way to keep our lunches. So I, out of my own pocket, I saved my money. I went to the store. I got a refrigerator. I brought it into work. Then the next guy gets in. And I don't like him. I don't like him. I don't like anything that he stands for.
Meh.
I disagree with him. But out of principle, when they go low, we go high. Out of principle, I'm going to be the principled good boy. And I'm going to leave the fridge behind so we can have, you know, continuity of government, peaceful transition of power, and they can inherit this refrigerator. And then what happens? You make that show of goodwill, and the fucking press secretary comes in and fucking steals it for his I don't know what he keeps in there, his cocaine or something.
His gum.
His cinnamon, his cinnamon gum.
That stuff is not good.
That's the Democrats. That's the Democrats in a nutshell. And then they go and hug John McCain.
Oh my God! Looks like about $260 you get one of these. You get a Danby 4.4 cubic feet.
Mm-hmm. This is a nice looking fridge.
Yeah.
Well, rest in peace to a friend of the show, Sean Spitzer. Sean, come on, due by Friday. We'll have you as a guest. I'm not authorized to offer that, but I can talk. I can bring it up with my co-hosts.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, there's procedures. But Sean, come on, due by Friday,
sweetie.
I like how you're on a first name basis.
Oh, he's a listener.
Yeah,
he's part of the Powder Nation. He's a Cox's cock if there ever was one.
I mean, I feel like there's so few people, including Republicans, who feel empathy for this man that maybe he has like a censor. And why couldn't he meet the Pope? Like maybe
I know.
No, listen. I made that. I made a bad joke on Twitter. Sometimes I see everyone making jokes about something. This is like this is the curse of being like a designer or a comedy writer or knowing about fonts or like there's all these things where I'm sure
those are terrible curses to have.
It is because it's like you see people like I can see people making jokes. And I'm like I don't even agree with this premise. Like I'm not on board with the sympathy for Sean Spicer or whatever. I fuck that guy. He's a fucking collaborator. When President Roslin takes over, he's going out the airlock with all the other Cylons. But so I don't even agree with these fucking sympathy jokes. But I see people making their lame ass jokes and they're getting faves. And I'm like, I can't help myself. I had to do the goddamn Harry Potter joke. And I don't even agree. I don't even on principle. I won't even stand by that. That was a cheap fave grab. I wanted those faves. I made the joke and I got them. And it did not bring me happiness. Let me tell you, it was hollow. It was empty. It was a hollow
Comedians
victory.
Love to laugh. Oh, they love comedy. They love just laugh and laugh and laugh. Happy comedians.
Like I couldn't stand people making their like lame bad jokes. Like I had to
because they weren't landing it.
At least if you're gonna do it, be fucking funny. Like do a good version of it.
Yeah.
but I don't. But then I made it, and I was like, "Here's the fucking joke you want. Here, I hope you animals enjoy this." And listen, I know a lot of our dumb listeners faved it, and they're like, "That Harry Potter reference. It's just like that. It's not just like that. It's not just like that."
What a curse.
Pretty good.
You don't just fucking wait for the main bad guy to show up and defeat him and your problems are solved. That's not how politics works. It's not a story. There is no hero. Oh. Defeating Trump is not like defeating Voldemort because the Death Eaters are still in control of the government.
But
it is not the West Wing, it's not Harry Potter, no. It's not any media, it's not the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's the real world, and you have to engage with politics in reality. It drives me insane.
Your self-hate is delicious. It's so expansive.
It really is. It's impressive.
It is really impressive. There's you can't be made happy. Like you can't stand having the joke, and you can't stand not making the joke. And then we tell you in our secret private chat, Max, don't make that joke. And then you make the joke, and then you're like, I made that joke, and now I'm sad. What's wrong? What's wrong in the world? It's because of your gift for fonts. It's made life hard.
I can't not do it.
No, I know. I can't not do it.
I can't listen. Do you know what would make me happy is not being on Twitter? Yeah, but I can't do it.
I know.
I wake up and I immediately go on Twitter and I'm like, "What did the president?" The president woke up in the middle of the night and he went to pee and it hurt and he was angry and he tweeted something. What was it? Let's find out.
Yeah. He's been pretty voluminous. His mornings have been voluminous lately.
Well, he's got some sort of awful, you know, kidney stone. And it's bothering him, and he's cranky late at night. And I'm really trying not to be like, "Bah, Trump wants you to pay attention to this or not that or whatever." It's like he's not. There's no fucking mind games. But I do think I think this healthcare bill is very close to spiraling out of control. Like the situation is precipitous for the Republicans. It is very bad, and I think Trump truly believes in this idea that if things are not going well, one of the best strategies he has is just to create chaos of some form, and that somehow in the ensuing brawl, you know, it's like a Looney Tunes fight where everyone just gets enveloped in like a big dust cloud, and he'll be the one that gets like thrown out of the dust cloud.
I don't think it's even that complicated. I think it's, God, we gotta just Occam's razor the fucking shit out of this. He doesn't like feeling bad. And he doesn't like feeling like he's losing, and he doesn't like feeling...
Oh, if he doesn't like feeling bad, he shouldn't eat these mashed potatoes.
I totally agree up here. But also, he doesn't want to be seen looking like he's not winning, and that he's got to say something. He's like somebody who's losing an argument, like with his partner, and then just like, yeah, but I'm good. Like I got you a nice thing for Christmas, right? Like he's trying to come up with all of this stuff that he can throw, and maybe it's to try and reach the base. Just if there's ever any concern or guessing, just know that he's saying it to make himself feel better right now.
Yep.
Can we listen to Max has said this, that there are no funny jokes anymore. Only the Trump family is funny. And I still...
Nobody is funny on Twitter. Stop trying. Either tweet earnestly or tweet like Donald Trump. Those are the only two options.
The funniest thing to me is still this short clip that's not playing on my laptop.
Wonderful Americans were savagely murdered by an Islamic terrorist. This time, the terrorist targeted LGBTQ community. No good. And we're gonna stop.
Thank you, Donald. Thank you, Donald, for protecting the LGBT squinting, looking at a cue card. Q. Thank you for protecting it. What do you think he thinks the fucking
Is there a way to spell that more phonetically?
Every month, I just like it's very sad. Thank you for protecting us from terrorists and kicking half my friends out of the military.
T stands for Trumps.
This is definitely the first time he said it in his entire
father.
Life.
My father is going to do great things to protect the LGB Trump community.
You got to be careful because he did it with fake news. He might do it with that one too. You know, questioning Hillary's 30,000 tie-dyed emails.
Well, it's just Democrats often think that they can do this sort of, by your own logic, these idiot arguments that they think are going to trip up Republicans. So, like the one I'm seeing today after the trans people can't serve in the military tweet is people are saying, oh, Trump, he doesn't think we should have the strongest fighting force. Like he is for like weakening our military. Like that's going to fucking trick. Like there's going to be some Republicans scratching their head out there going like, oh, well, I hate trans people, but I also do want a strong military. So like, which one do I support? Like there's that they're not. You're never going to get them in like a, they're not like a, it's not like when in a role-playing game where you have to defeat a robot by creating a logical paradox or something like that and they short circuit. It doesn't, it, you're never going to get them.
Right.
Like stop trying. Like you're never going to make like Trump fucking owns the like dumb analogy, the dumb like concern trolling analogy game. You're never going to beat him on that.
It's just, and you know, I forgive me for getting to where I think I'm where Max was a week or two ago, where I'm just like, you know, I'm just not even looking at it. I need a little break. And you know, anyway, distraction. Distraction's a strong word, but like, boy, for not being a very bright guy, he really is good at getting to change the headline for the entire day. Why are you all not ignoring that bullshit and just looking at the healthcare? Just look at the healthcare. Stop.
I agree.
Don't be a crow. Don't be a crow. Stare at the healthcare.
There's no question that despite all of the other frightening things happening in the country, you know, the Russia and LGBT and what all these myriad issues, you know, who knows what's going to happen with the LGBT in the military.
I'm going to guess probably issue. Nothing this week.
There's no way to enforce
well, because he didn't actually, I mean, the thing that came out after he made these tweets is he didn't actually talk to anyone at the DOD about this.
No, I said to Alex before we started recording, it's written in the style of someone who's a brand new landlord and leaves a note in the lobby of the apartment building. Please be advised that from now on, all parking spaces will be in odd order. Thank you, the management. Right. It's like, right. He's like, oh, all done and done. I've done it. Right. I'm finished here.
Yeah, I mean, it's for one thing, it's like the other issue is like it's unenforceable. Who decides who's trans and who's not? I mean, that's a legitimate question. And, you know, as many people have also pointed out on Twitter, there have been trans people either, you know, who pass or who nobody cares or whatever, who disguise themselves so they can serve. Since the Revolutionary War, there's always been trans people in the military. There always will be trans people in the military. We're never going to go back to the days of having a witch hunt to figure it out. Like, it's like it's very hard to roll back that kind of social progress in the military. But all of that, but I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off on a whole thing.
No, I want to fucking agree with you for a second. Yeah. And like, the thing is, and this is probably going to end up being very insulting to almost everyone. And that's going to have to be okay for a second, but it's insulting to both sides of the continuum. But I think what a lot of us liberals, us smart people who are real good with logic, what we don't understand is the people that you are fighting with are not racked with uncertainty, concern, and questioning in the way that we are. And we think that we can use, like, you know, it's like the ant's not, you know, the boot has no quarrel with the ant. You know, when we throw all this bullshit at them about, like, huh, see, you know, if Obama did that, there'd be a big meeting about that in Congress. And you're like, right. And they're not like that, though. They're not going there. Okay, no.
But the Republicans treated Hillary in this way.
Right. And they're just going, you know what? That's great logic. I hate fags. Next issue, like, and you go like, do you realize how shocking that is? Like, no, it's not shocking. I've always hated fags. Next question, and you go like, but they're not homosexuals. They're trans. You go, yeah, I know. I hate fags. Move on. Next one, and you're like, but did no one see what they're saying? And they're like, no, like I've always believed this. It's never going to be hard for me to make the decision about this. And you adding more words to this particular pie is not going to make it any more persuasive.
It's a politics. It's a politics of domination and bullying, and they respect the power. They respect Trump saying this is how it is, and I'm going to show this group that's weaker than me what's what. That's all there is to this. There's nothing more, and they don't even care. I actually would say my judgment about this is it's very unlikely that anything will change regarding
especially
the status of trans
not
people
tonight.
Serving in the military.
Not tonight, not this week. You got other stuff. Well, go look over
regardless,
there.
My feeling is I would be very surprised if it actually happens. But again, Republicans, I don't even think they care if it actually happens or not. What they care about is Trump is saying the right thing, right? Yep. He's like, I am one of you. Like, he's like, I also like to bully these people. I am also threatened by the way the world is changing. You know, I also want to reaffirm that you have cultural power and you know, people like us are actually powerful and in charge. But I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to derail about the transmilitary thing, because I do want to say, like, the only it's very, very clear that with all the myriad issues happening, the one thing that matters this week is healthcare. This is the domestic policy equivalent of the war in Iraq. And I don't know for our listeners, if you're old enough to remember, like, what it was like when we went to war, the war in Iraq, but it was like everybody lost their goddamn fucking minds. It was very Twilight Zone. It was like being in a zombie movie. You were, you know, it was like, what is wrong with you people? Like, we're just going to do this? Like, right, no one's going to do anything.
Everybody had
to
concerns.
Stop it.
Everybody had concerns, but voted anyway.
It didn't matter. It was like this unstoppable. It was like the train has left the station and we're doing this war, and there was this fucking pageantry of
debate.
You guys,
this is the wrong country. I know. We're going there. Like, it was unstoppable. Yeah.
They would fabricate some dumb evidence that nobody believed. Even at the time, everybody knew it was bullshit, but they were like, wow, we can't be sure. There's facts on both sides. You know, it felt so dumb. And there was this theater, there was like the kayfabe that we were talking about of debate and of protest and like, oh, we're going to decide this. But it was already fucking decided. There was never anything that was going to happen other than this war was going to occur. And the same fucking thing is happening with healthcare right now. You have a theater of hearings in Congress, but it's decided, like, they're repealing Obamacare. And I'm telling you, I know I've said this before, and I don't know why I'm yelling at the people who listen to this podcast. It's like 10 people who aren't going to do shit. But I'm just mad about it. It's like there has to be blowback for these people. Like, it's done. I don't know that we can do anything more on this bill, but just create so, like, this has to be the worst week of their lives. Like, they have to pay for this. If they do this and they don't at least pay, if we don't make them pay for this, then this will be the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. This will just be how Congress works. So I don't know that there's a lot of hope to, like, stop what's happening with healthcare, but people keep saying this dumb shit where they're like, wow, the Republicans are really going to pay if they do it. They're not going to pay. You have to make them pay. And when I say you, I mean, like, you, the person listening to this. Like, there is no one else other than you. Like, what I am, like, I don't know what people think, like political activists and politicians are going to do. Like, we're already doing what we can. Like, I'm fucking calling my congressman like anyone else. Like, that's what there is. I mean, that's it. If you feel like they should be punished, fucking go out and punish them. That's all there is. It's like, I don't know how else to express this feeling of, like, there is no man behind the curtain. There is no mechanism other than you picking up your phone and doing it. Like, you're this, you know, like, I even have talked to people who, like, work in the Senate, you know, for the Democrats in the Senate. And they're like, yeah, we can't do anything. Like, we just show up to work and we watch this fucking steam train rolling through. And, like, you know, it's like, what can you do? I don't know what they can do. Like, beyond, you know, They're hoping that people at home, they're hoping you figure it out. So let me know if you figure it out.
Well, I mean, that's the thing you say. We have to make them pay. But, like, what? I'm leaving voicemails. Like, what?
Good. Keep doing it. Yeah. Keep doing it. Call Dick Durbin's office and say, throw your body on the floor of the Senate and don't make it get arrested. I don't know. Like, fucking do something.
It's like watching and like
these fucking Democrats, like, they're all like hugging John McCain after he comes back and he crawls out of his deathbed to strip health care away from millions of Americans. Like, what a piece of shit.
Yeah, but then
he gave
that speech. That was a very moving speech.
He said, I won't vote for this bill in its current form.
Yeah.
And then he fucking voted for the bill in his current form.
Well, he's a maverick.
Did this morning.
He's a maverick.
Wild card.
I'm glad that the KFC Taco Bell has not deterred anyone.
I do have like a throbbing MSG headache.
I love MSG.
You guys want to talk about balls?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Okay. Wall Street Journal.
Big dog.
I promise this one's good.
Oh.
Businessmen Rob Ferretti and Jeb Lopez skipped work for a day of booze, steaks, and prescription drugs at a hideaway outside Washington, D.C. The two pals, married with children, made a convivial and somewhat vulgar video as they drank and giggled away the hours before heading home. Neither man could drive afterwards, but their wives were remarkably supportive. Mr. Ferretti, 36 years old, and Mr. Lopez, 44, had enjoyed themselves under the supervision of a doctor for what some are calling, get ready, a brosectomy. A vasectomy with friends and a cushy setting of couches, snacks, big screen TVs, and in some clinics, top shelf liquor. Quote, "We thought it was going to be painful," said Mr. Lopez, who described the procedure as feeling like the sting of a rubber band. "After that, we were just laughing. I guess it's from the alcohol. But we had such a great time." Hundreds of thousands of American men get vasectomies each year, according to the American Urological Association. Now, that's a professional association, by the way. Typically, the procedures cost about $500. But gregarious types willing to spend a few thousand dollars are getting the procedure done together at clinics that look more like club lounges. Quote, "We felt that it looks sterile, like a doctor's office." Then guy, oh, excuse me, edit this so I sound smart. Quote, "We felt that if it looks sterile, like a doctor's office, then guys wouldn't feel as comfortable," said Shane Guybe, the urologist who snipped Messrs. Fioretti and Lopez. Leather sofas, TVs, and wood paneling at Dr. Guybe's Obsidian Men's Health in Tyson's Corner, Virginia,
helped put patients at ease,
he said.
Fake news.
Wall Street fucking Journal, bitch.
That's true.
So what doctor lets you drink while you're getting surgery?
Hang on, I demand that that I can defend my honor. I demand satisfaction. Google Brosectomy Wall Street Journal.
Says,
this isn't some fucking Borowitz report bullshit.
No, I know, I checked,
it
says, are you sure, did you actually mean extreme cucking? Let me see here.
Go on Snopes. See what Snopes says. Oh,
well,
wait.
Now Snopes is problematic.
No, they're problematic. You got to donate now.
Yep. No, it's sure. Is
yeah. You know, it's a good idea. Give your website to your ad company and let them run everything. What could possibly go wrong?
A limousine recently delivered a group of biotech employees from the same firm, he said, with jazz playing in the background. Quote, "I move like the wind," the doctor said, finishing each man after a song or two after about 8 minutes. Messrs. Fioretti and Lopez got good and relaxed before their recent procedure, according to their video of the afternoon posted on YouTube. After the short operation, the two friends retired to the recovery room in bathrobes and slippers, where they ordered a steak dinner and relaxed for a couple of hours watching TV and laughing it up.
Okay, there's also a photo of this man, like, in a robe holding a drink. Mm-hmm. I was so self-conscious, I snuck KFC into this building. Do these guys have no shame at all? He's, like, cheersing the camera. Like,
wait, yep. You snuck KFC into the office?
I was like, waiting by the door for the Postmates. I'm like, I can't let anybody see.
What do you think people thought when Kara brought 500 coffees in for the coffee episode?
But it's not...
No, it's different. I brought my daughter home from school, we go wash our hands, I come out, I walk into the kitchen, and she will have something with the kernel on it between her thumb and her forefinger, just looking at me like, what have you done? What have you done? Max, how do you see the Wall Street Journal? Do you subscribe?
No. Oh, you mean how do I view it?
I can only see the first paragraph of any of their articles.
Oh, so
it used to be media, right?
101, how to circumvent the paid you can only see three articles a month thing.
Yeah.
Method number one.
Google News.
Incognito mode. Incognito mode solves your problem 90% of the time. Just open the page in incognito mode. Because then it doesn't know how many articles
I think she might be
month.
Google.
Article number two, method number two, rather than click on the link, Google for the thing. And a lot of sites like drop their paywall if you enter the website from Google for whatever reason. I don't know. They must view that as like, you know, customer acquisition or something. So if you really can't get in, if you try everything else, Google it. And then method number three, I don't have this. I actually forgot what it's called, but there's a Chrome plugin. Do you know where I'm going with this? There's a Chrome plugin.
It's going to spoof that you're the Google search bot?
No. Oh, well, that would be awesome.
That's some of what Better does. Some of what Better does is say, show me what this page would look like without all the horse shit, because I'm pretending I'm Google.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. I would love to try. That is fascinating. But no, what I'm talking about is there was something, I think it may have been called like Bug Me Not or something like that.
Yeah.
And basically, it was this huge database of everyone who was willing would contribute their credentials to different login sites.
Totally.
Like,
I remember that. It started out as a coupon site, and then they got into shared passwords.
That's right. And so basically you could go to almost any web page and you'd just click the little button and it'd be like trying 500 different logins and you'd find one that worked and then you're in.
Well, the dirty little secret that came out, I'm sorry, I want to get back to your brosectomies in a sec, but it was the dirty little secret that came out a few, because I'm always like, wait a minute. First of all, I subscribe to the Washington Post and the New York Times. I do not want to give my money to the Wall Street Journal. I'm not going to give my money to Forbes. But yeah, sometimes I'd really
Wait a minute. If you don't give your money to Forbes, how are you going to find out what the Forbes thought of the day?
It takes a heap of living to make a house a home. You can continue in 20 seconds. Hi, I'm Todd Forbes.
Mm.
and Jeremy let down the portcullis. But apparently, so everybody's always like, oh, yeah, check it out. Link, hot link, thread, beep, boop, Wall Street Journal. And I'm always like, fuck you guys gently. How do you see the fucking Wall Street Journal? Are you people telling me you fucking subscribe to the Wall Street Journal? What the fuck is wrong with you? And they're always going, thread, burp, beep, Wall Street Journal. And then the news came out like 2 months ago that for years, the secret lying in plain sight is anybody could log into the Wall Street Journal with username media, password media. And they only closed that like in the last 2 months. And I'll listen, there's not so many Wall Street Journal links. Can you believe that? Media.
The worst for me is trying to load news websites on my phone.
Yeah.
It's like I can handle it on my browser. Like I don't know. Like I guess I run enough. I think what happens is I run enough browser plugins that like it basically shows me the news article without too much bullshit.
Oh, I smell a challenge here.
Opening a fucking news website on your phone and there's a dick bar on top, dick bars to the left of us, dick bars to the right of us.
It's one of my top volleyed and thundered. One of my top bookmarklets now is kill the dick bar, kill Sticky. Do you have that up there?
No.
There's a bookmarklet, yeah, go Google Kill Sticky, and it's a bookmarklet that you click it, and it's smart about sniffing out, is there some element near the top of the page in the CSS that's going to make a dick bar? And in some cases, like the New York Times does that really annoying, here's other stories. You're like, no, stop following me. You hit Kill Sticky, boom, done. I took you off your brosectomy, and I'm so sorry. There's all kinds of problems with that story. I realize it's probably an endoscopic procedure that's very simple and non-invasive. What licensed medical person lets you have drinks in a place where you get minor surgery?
I don't think you can. I don't even think you can get drunk. I remember asking, like, when we went and got tattoos, I was like, am I allowed to be drunk when I do this? And they were like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
They were like, absolutely not. They were like, we're not going to be accountable for some decision you make when you're drinking.
Well, that's like a standard tattoo thing. But I just imagine that this is a private practice that has a ton of malpractice insurance, and it costs five times more than a regular vasectomy would. And yeah,
I guess the humor for me partially comes from just like how fucking crazy people's like conceptions of masculinity are.
Yeah.
Because it's like there's this whole like macho, like I'm just out with the boys, just hanging with my dogs, getting our balls snipped, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's like we're just gonna have a fucking, we're gonna go into the man cave. There's gonna be some leather chairs.
Yeah. Who's ready for cup night?
Some sports on the tube. We're just gonna get our balls snipped. just me and my dog. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro. Can you keep those for me? You put those in a bottle or something for me? I take them home.
Yeah.
Check it out, yeah, Linda.
Bro, watch this. I'm going to chug this shit and then get my ball snipped.
Yeah. Let's go out, you and me, tonight. We'll go and blow a guy. We'll blow a guy. You and me will blow a guy. We'll get some drinks. We'll shoot some darts. Maybe we'll blow two guys.
Just me and my boys.
Yep.
Out having a night on the town, suck them some dicks.
We'll go to the JJ Glory holes. It's like a Dave and Buster's stick to blow people. It's super masculine.
Yo, bro. Me and my dogs, we're out on the town. We're just gonna blow dick after dick after dick.
We're gonna blow so many fucking dicks, and we're just gonna get mani-pedis and some white wine, and we're just gonna go fucking chomp down on some fucking burger dicks. Just fucking loaded nachos on the side. Just fucking balls in my mouth, man.
God, I...
Bro. hold my solo cup. Bro, let me take this dick out of my mouth.
It's a better way to cook.
No, this is all to be edited out.
Dog dig.
If I have this cookie sitting in front of me.
Yeah.
Eat the cookie.
I'm already feel bad. I'm trying to weigh, is the cookie going to taste good enough in my mouth versus how bad I'll feel in 10 minutes?
You're a cookie precog. You already know how it's going to turn out.
I know the precogs are never wrong. This cookie's gonna make this is gonna put me over the top, and I'm gonna feel nauseous if I eat this.
That's but, me. Like, what's funny is though, that's me with KFC every time, where I'm like, yeah, don't get in there, and you're like, yeah, but if you really like that chicken so much, and you're so hungry,
tell Kara to clear my schedule. I'm gonna eat this cookie.
Grace,
Max is going home early.
Jacking in the Matrix. California.
Just having a night out with the bros, jacking into the Matrix, if you know what I mean.
Boo. Did you have something about how you don't like pandas? Are you still going to carry on with this?
I need to tell my read my panda story.
All right.
The Telegraph. Is this the world's best job? Zookeeper pretends to be panda as he cuddles cubs. Aww. So what this is a zookeeper dressed up as a panda. Yes. In like he stands like a terrible Disney or Six Flags attraction character, not like a panda on all fours or anything. No, just a standing up two-legged panda wrestling and playing with panda cubs, because if the pandas have any interaction with humans, uh-huh, they will die in the wild because they're useless and terrible and so bad at existing. Why, like, someone is paid and they have to smear the fucking suit with urine and panda feces because and that tricks the pandas. Like, if you dress up as a giant cat, your cat's not going to be like, oh, cool, another cat. Like, that's how fucking stupid pandas are.
Alex, can I run a theory by you here?
Yes.
So, you know how a lot of people are like, oh, they're like the Tumblr generation. Like these kids, they're all snowflakes and they're triggered. Like, oh, like, are you like triggered? Go write on your Tumblr about it and complain about, you know, you take your degree in like gender and write about other kin or whatever. You know this whole like Tumblr community where everyone is fursona and they're all other kin and they're like, actually a mermaid trapped in a human's body or, you know, all of this. Okay. I think a lot gets said about them that's very mean and disparaging. But, however, who's going to grow up to wear the panda suit and help the pandas procreate? It's these Tumblr kids who are, panda is their fursona. I think we're raising a generation of animal, you know, fuck assistants.
That's,
I don't know what the clinical term for that is. Sorry.
That's what it's called, fuck assistant. I hadn't even thought of that. You're right. There's so many kinds of animals that could be tricked into thinking you get somebody who that's a man dressed as a species fluid person comes in as a fox with giant boobs. And then they're able to go in.
And what's great is the zoo doesn't even have to provide the fox costume.
No, it's already there. It's dry cleanable.
God, this fucking video. The pandas are like humping the head of this. They're so dumb.
They're sweet. Oh, they're so sweet.
Yeah, let's domesticate them. Like, people got mad at me. Go read the Wikipedia page. These animals are classified as carnivores. Like, they are supposed to eat meat. They don't. They just eat bamboo all day.
Look, they
want to
snuggle, it's Alex. Like, they're snuggling.
They're like me on a bad day, just eating a loaf of sourdough bread, and then they feel terrible. And people are like, oh, deforestation is ruining their habitats. No, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, like, people learned how to farm, and they cut down a little bit of bamboo, and now there aren't as many
pandas.
They're
adapting. We should teach the pandas to code. Maybe somebody can come in dressed as somebody with an associate's degree who teaches coding online. You can come
in. If the pandas didn't want to live in the zoo, they should have applied themselves and worked harder and earned the right to have a studio.
Too much
apartment.
Of that bamboo toast. Breaking. Snooty the manatee dies and a Florida community mourns. 2 days after his 69th birthday, Snooty the manatee.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
Game recognized game. Rachel Sperling. The manatee drowned after being trapped by a hatch door.
Oh.
After being what?
Dig, dig, dig. You have to cut all of that out. 2 days after his 69th birthday.
No.
Nice.
Nice.
Snooty the manatee has died in what the South Florida Museum says was, quote, simply a heartbreaking accident, unquote. The manatee drowned after being trapped by a hatch door. The oldest manatee in captivity. The aquarium staff is heartbroken, literally heartbroken, says Jeff Rogers. Look at Snooty.
He got
trapped
in a hatch door?
Trapped in a hatch door. La la la.
What does that mean?
Like, they to clean out tanks, there's typically a little holding period.
Wait, why do you know
period?
This?
I really like dolphins and marine mammals, guys. they have a little holding door. Fuck. Pandas. And so this is terrible. It wasn't a freak accident. These people killed poor Snooty.
Snooty was born. Let me put this in another way. So Snooty was, as you know, 69.
Nice.
Snooty, that makes Snooty born in 1948.
Nice.
I mean, good for him.
I, Listen, if you didn't want to get trapped in a hatch, you shouldn't have had a smooth brain.
He should have a smooth Mike Cernovich brain.
Don't make me get my calipers out.
He's got the manatee mindset.
have some wrinkles in your brain if you don't want to get caught in a hatch door. That's what I always
That's
say.
That's where all the ideas go. That's a life hack. Look at Snooty.
Get a job.
Yeah.
Get a job.
It's only Keith Olbermann.
Mr. Manatee, sir, you want to own a house, you should not be slipping through a hatch, sir.
Oh, millennials are killing the manatees.